Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report. As real journalists and members of the Fourth Estate, it's our job to make sure the three branches of government and the politicians remain in check. And at this point, that goes for the mainstream Mockingbird horror media as well, because they are no longer a part of the Fourth Estate. Watch Lester Holt, the CIA's most trusted man in news, and Joseph Illegitimate Biden throw a Hail Mary on Super Bowl Sunday as their globalist satanic vax narrative collapses globally.
Look, I love how people talk about personal freedom.
Stick with us for the rest of this one as Cliff High warns the worst is yet to come. And One America News sets Biden, Lester Holt, and Big Pharma's lies straight with truth. First, just a quick word about our sponsor. I want to show you guys something. Bitcoin was up nearly 20% in just the past 5 days. And yes, it's a very volatile space, but people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to mydigitalmoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. Mydigitalmoney.com. Sleepy, creepy Joe Biden's approval rate with the American people now hovers officially around 39%. Now, since we know all polls are rigged and the mainstream horror media only lies, you can probably deduct 10% from that number, making it 29%. Meanwhile, his disapproval rating hovers around 54%, so add 10% to that. 64% of the American people despise this man. Only the mainstream Mockingbird horror media is loathed more. Listen to the two join forces to lie to the American people on Super Bowl Sunday.
Hi, Lester Holt from NBC World Headquarters in New York. President Joe Biden tells me he'll be watching the game in a pregame interview on Thursday. We talked about the challenges the country faces, including some that directly impact the NFL and its fans. Here's part of our conversation. You were interviewed a year ago about the Super Bowl, and you expressed hope that come this year that they'd be able to fill the stands again with people. And that apparently is going to be the case. However, many of those people won't be wearing masks, despite the local law in Los Angeles. What is your message to people who want desperately for this to be over and to be able to resume the lives that they remember? Well, look, I love how people talk about personal freedom.
Yeah, that's smart, Joe. Laugh at the concept of freedom, you imposter.
If you're exercising personal freedom, put someone else in jeopardy, their health in jeopardy. I don't consider that being very damn with freedom. It's about moving in a direction you know is likely to diminish the prospects that this virus continues to spread. And so I think people should get the shots. We know the shots work.
946,000. That's how many people have suffered serious side effects or even died after getting injected with the COVID vaccine.
We know they work for the kind for the variants that are available or that we are dealing with now. We know we have so many more tools at our disposal to prevent death and prevent serious illness. And I just think they should be careful. And if they're not careful for themselves, at least think of their children. Think of their families.
What these evil men refuse to reveal is that, according to VAERS, more than 30,000 Americans have now been murdered by these experimental COVID injections, which Michael Yeadon, former Pfizer chief scientist, calls bioweapons. Here, One America News tells the American people the absolute truth, which Lester Holt and Joe Biden conceal.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans are reporting strange and troubling side effects after getting injected with the coronavirus vaccine. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
946,000. That's a big number. 946,000. The left is doing everything they can to discredit this number. But the fact is, that's how many people have suffered serious side effects or even died after getting injected with the COVID vaccine. And what's worse, not only does the vaccine appear to be useless against the virus, but people who do get injected seem to be much, much worse off than those who remain unvaccinated. This is official data from the UK government, which recorded deaths from COVID between August 16th and December 5th, a 16-week period. Now, just take a look at this graph, as reported by the Daily Exposé, which shows 286% more deaths from COVID among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. That's far beyond any margin of error. And if this data is accurate, would suggest that getting the vaccine means you're much more likely to die from COVID than if you don't get vaccinated. But what happens if you don't die? Well, according to the U.S. government's own data, reported by Health and Human Services, over 100,000 people have required hospitalizations after getting the vaccine. And these aren't just nameless figures on a page. They're real people. Like Angelia DeSalle of Louisiana, a mother who had no prior conditions before she got the vaccine. This is her today. She can barely stand up and is riddled with neurological tremors, which doctors say is directly caused by the vaccine. It's the same story for Sean Skelton of Indiana, a mother with no prior conditions who has been debilitated after getting Pfizer's injection. It was even worse for Jumai Nachi of Minnesota, who got fully vaccinated, got COVID anyway, and then had to watch in horror as doctors amputated both of her legs and then both of her hands as well. And then there's Maddie DeGaray, the 13-year-old girl from Ohio who is now paralyzed from the waist down, needs a feeding tube, and can't control her own bodily functions. And we're not talking about just a few cases here and there. In Vietnam, the local CDC has halted the use of a batch of Pfizer's vaccines after more than 120 children had to be hospitalized for severe reactions to the injections.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
These children experience symptoms like nausea, high fever, as well as difficulty even breathing. And in another nearby district, three children even died after getting the vaccine. But for a lot of people, tens of thousands, the side effects from the vaccine simply mean death. People like 13-year-old boy from Michigan, Jacob Klinik, who died in his sleep shortly after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Or an 11-year-old girl from Georgia, who died in September not long after getting her Pfizer vaccination. And then there was a 5-year-old girl who died just 4 days after getting her first dose of Pfizer in November. Or how about this 8-year-old girl who died after having a stroke and hemorrhaging in her brain just 7 days after getting her Pfizer injection. These aren't elderly people with severe comorbidities, overweight and unhealthy. These are children in peak health with no conditions and with no risk from COVID. And they're dropping dead after getting the vaccine. If it were one or two people having these reactions, we could chalk it up to random anomalies that you see with any vaccine. But we're talking about 946,000 people. And for each of the parents who had to watch their perfectly healthy child die after getting injected with an experimental drug, these aren't just meaningless numbers on a page. We're witnessing the consequences of this untested, unproven, rushed vaccine firsthand, and it's far worse than anyone feared. And this is just the beginning. Unless Americans and parents stand up to these unscientific mandates, we could be looking at hundreds of thousands more dead and permanently injured victims from the biggest experiment on human beings in history.
The elite, and that's what they call themselves, know they are no longer trusted, as Tim Truth explains.
Here's a World Economic Forum person talking about a few years ago. They ran a study or a survey and found that the elites trust each other, but the peasants hate them. And this was a few years ago, so can you imagine what's happened by now? Listen to what she says.
The good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
And now watch as Cliff High warns that the worst is yet to come, as the vaxxed become red-pilled by the realization of the truth they have been deliberately poisoned with the vax.
The vast majority of people that have taken the shots are going to be going through a red pill moment, not taking years, not taking even months or weeks. They'll be trying to absorb all this information in an extremely short period of time, and many of them will go ballistic. So I expect frequent, irregular, episodic instances of chaos, but it'll be sort of an organized chaos in the sense that the people that go crazy won't be lashing out. Most of them won't be lashing out at the society at large. They'll be going crazy and lashing out at their abusers, very specific individuals. So it wouldn't surprise me, for instance, to see many of the people that we now title the elite be picked off one by one by one, and basically removed from this planet by the actions of people that they have harmed over these last 2 years that would be unpredictable and non-stoppable. You need to stand back, okay? People need to understand that there will be a section of the social order that is going to go crazy in anger, grief, all of this. And there will be reactions, and it's best to not get yourself in the way of those reactions, especially if you're not like a law enforcement personnel kind of fellow that's trained in it, right? Because these will be very violent reactions to having been poisoned. And some of them I expect will be spectacularly so in terms of the violence of it. So it's not going to be wise to hang out around these elite guys.
Friends, the elite and their foot soldiers have put themselves in quite a corner. Trudeau's Ceausescu moment may already be at hand. The only card they have left to play is a false flag act of terror or a war over Ukraine with Russia. Stay awake, stay aware, and document everything. Humanity for the win. Thank you so much for tuning in. For real news 24/7, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. You're telling me that inside the PrEP Act, Marburg is mentioned specifically, and funds are being supplied to counties to build out these damn quarantine camps?
Yes, there's a special provision referencing the PREP Act and its provisions. And they passed it as an amendment to the law in 2020. So like everything else, they get ahead of it. And you can look into the HHS powers granted, and it specifically, that's 2016, it specifically mentions both coronavirus and Marburg.